And now, the life of Mary Southern. Last week, an increasingly unbearable situation in the lives of Mary and Max rushed to a sudden head. Charles Cheney was captured by the police in Sanders, would mean Max is being jailed again on a gambling charge, returned to town. Max, determined that the harrowing game of hide-and-seek had gone far enough, tried to persuade Cheney to give himself up. Cheney insisted that Max should surrender him to the police and thus earn leniency and even a suspended sentence. This Max stoutly refused to do, ended by marching Cheney to the sheriff's office and suddenly leaving the slightly muddled gambler to give himself up after all. The die was cast. Later, extras were in the streets. Cheney was captured at last, and in subheads, district attorney's office orders immediate return to custody of Max Sanders, out on bail. In the Sanders living room the following morning, Max and Mary are discussing the new state of affairs, but with slightly different feelings.
District attorney's office orders immediate return to custody of Max Sanders, out on bail. How do you like that? How do you like that?
I don't like it one bit more than you do, Max, but I do think it's far the lesser of two evils.
You do, Tess?
No, really, I do, Max. We couldn't go on the other way. In constant fear that Cheney would be captured and that you'd have to face trial and whatever followed. That terrible fear, waiting with sleepless nights, and when Cheney was free, being afraid he'd be captured. It's all over. Max, you had a good night's sleep for the first time in ages last night.
Did I, Toots?
Oh, you certainly did. You snored down a whole national forest, and the Rangers will get you if you don't watch up.
Well, they're going to have me for what I'm bringing at the soapworks.
Well, then what would I do for a husband?
Well, lots of better men, dime a dozen.
Funny, but I've never seen any of those bargains.
Well, maybe you just haven't looked.
Oh, it's so much better, Max. We're out in the open now, getting ready to fight the kind of fight we know best, aren't we?
Oh, I'll give the district attorney a few bad minutes, don't you worry. But then there's Phyllis, Tuts. We gotta get Sis out of that wheelchair.
Phyllis will be taken care of, Max. Now, don't worry about
it. It'll cost something. Where's the dough coming from? I tell you, Mary, it knocks the props right out from under.
Oh, Max, you can't surrender so soon, just at the very start. All your good work yesterday would go to waste. All Mr. Cheney's good work. Mr. Cheney wanted to give himself up and give you credit for the capture to make things easier for you when the trial comes up.
Sure, well, I wouldn't stand for it. I made him give himself up like it was of his own free will. That makes it so much easier for him, see?
Of course, I see. Both of you trying to save each other from the full force of the law. And you can't let those grand gestures go to waste, Max, by admitting defeat before the real battle's begun.
I'll never go with Cheney, but I run him into the sheriff's office and hand him over. Swell, Cheney.
I'd have given something to have been there, Max.
Well, I was there. It's all done now. I suppose if I had a single brain in my head, I'd have done like Cheney said and faked a capture on him. I'd have gotten off easy for having surrendered him, I suppose.
I'm glad you did what you did, though, dear.
Huh?
Perhaps a fight with a clear conscience will get you just as far as, well, as what Cheney wanted you to do.
You think it could be worse?
Huh? Oh, much worse. You could have betrayed your friend and you didn't. It was a hard decision to make, Max, with Mr. Cheney himself anxious for you to make the wrong decision for your sake.
Oh, Cheney's an all right guy. Yes, sir, he's all right.
Cheney and who else?
Me?
Mm-hmm. You're a swell guy. Or a pretty reasonable facsimile.
Oh, what? Hey, you take that back. You know,
oh, same but the bell. I'll answer.
Well, I'll get to the next round. Say, is that Doc Benson? Tell him to come right in.
It is.
What is?
You are. Oh, I mean, come on in.
I just thought I'd drop in.
Well, let me take your coat and hat, John. Come on, Max is in here.
Yeah, well, as I was about to say, Mary...
Say, hello, Benson. You're the first mourner we've had today.
Mourner?
Yeah. Amounts to the same thing, John.
Well, I saw the papers. And
why didn't you call up or something last night if you saw the papers? A cheerful word would have come in handy. What I'm going to need if the trial goes haywire is a file smuggled in and a cherry pie.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd be feeling low enough as it was without words of condolence from me, so I delayed until this morning.
You feel fine now, don't you, Max?
Well, no, I wouldn't say...
Why, you do too, dear. Stick out your tongue for the doctor.
For or at?
Well, I can see for myself that things aren't nearly as bad as they might be.
Well, the morale's in pretty good shape, John.
That is good. It means a lot in the days to come.
Yeah, of course, there's Phyllis now.
I suggest that you let matters take their course for Phyllis is concerned, Max. You two can't afford to cope with two grave problems at once. That's been your fault up to now. It simply resulted in splitting your forces and weakening you. Now that Cheney's given himself up.
Well, just between you and us, Johnny.
Slap me in the back,
will you? What's the matter, old man? I don't know anything about
that. Why, he never gets the coffee spilled. I mean...
Okay, that's fine. I'm all right now. Thanks.
Well, just one of those things?
Yeah, I must have swallowed some air.
Find another trouble, Max. You're cracking under the strain.
Is that what it is?
What were you going to say, Mary?
Oh, nothing. I forgot. Couldn't be very important.
Well, then, as I was saying...
You mean sounding off?
Yes.
As I was saying, you leave the medical care of Phyllis to me. You two devote your energies to winning in court or putting up a bang-up battle.
That's just what I was telling Max.
Oh, it'll go the limit, Benson. Say, we're giving them a fight. Don't you worry.
Good. And remember, both of you, I'm in your corner.
We know you are, Johnny.
Sure. I figured we could count on you, Doc.
Oh, it seems to me those children of ours are too quiet for any good.
They'll be okay. Now, let them be, Mary. Say, and there's another thing.
About the twins, you mean?
Yeah, it ain't possible to lose, you know, Mary. We've got to win, but then again, we might lose. That DA is out to get me.
They don't get innocent people.
Well, if they get me, they do. And they've got a terrific case against me, all right. And then, what about the kids? What about you?
John just told you. We've got to save our energy for one thing. Fighting the prosecution to win. I refuse to worry about myself and the children.
Well, that's all right for you to say. I'm supposed to be a responsible family man, though.
That's right, Max. You are supposed to be a responsible family man. And you've succeeded pretty well in your responsibility.
I'm satisfied, Max.
I want to say this, Max.
Yeah?
We've been good friends, the three of us.
Sure.
Oh, we've quarreled, Max, you and I, but all in all, we've enjoyed knowing each other, haven't we?
Sure. We hit it off pretty fair.
Then no matter what happens, you know you can depend on me. Mary and the twins will be provided for.
Thanks, Doc.
We understand, John. We're grateful, but we all hope your kindness won't be necessary. Perhaps I'd better see what the children are up to. Excuse me, Max.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Well, Doc, what you said, it sets my mind at rest, Doc.
No matter what happens, Max, Mary won't suffer one jot more than is absolutely necessary. Be sure of that, Max.
That's sure. Thanks. Well, it's another load off my mind. You know, Benson... John, you know, Mary had her choice. You or me. She took me.
Making you the object of my envy for all time, yeah.
Well, I've said it before and I say it again. She married the wrong guy.
That's past, Max. Forget it.
Well, it's still a fact, don't you think?
Even if I did, would I tell you? Besides, if I date you thinking of that now.
Well, maybe it is, John, and then again, I don't know. I just don't know.
Poor man. Your mind is indeed in a turmoil, and yet not so much so that the welfare of your loved ones escapes serious thought. Not so muddled that you cannot see the faint outlines of handwriting on the wall.